After weeks of haggling, the Kansas legislature passed budget and tax bills by narrow margins. As the House prepared for a vote, Majority Leader Gene Vickery commented,
"We have an opportunity to bend the cost curve of government."
And bend it they did. K-12 spending stays flat, but higher education cuts come to $66 million over the next 2 years. Kansas Regents said tuition will be going up. The share to the KU Med Center, jewel of the system, is $8 million, to which Regent Dan Likens said,
"The legislature is making it very difficult for you to produce good doctors with what they're doing to your school, and it's just very sad what's going on right now."
The med school asked to raise tuition 8% for some students, but officials said it would take an out-of-the-question 12% across-the-board increase to avoid a loss. Others worried about public safety, with cuts to the corrections budget. Tom Lang and other advocates for disabled persons said,
"Service is going to be harder to get, and it's going to be harder for service organizations to provide those services."
The sales tax will stay above 6%, and though income tax rates will continue to decrease, so do allowable deductions. April Holman of Kansas Action for Children noted that the tax credit for child care was not restored.
"People won't see it until they prepare their taxes in the spring of 2014. And I think that it's going to be a really unpleasant surprise for families all across the state."
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a bill that would have lowered Missouri's income tax and raised its sales tax. He said it would cost the state $800
million. $800 million is the equivalent of eliminating all state support for public higher education.
Republican bill sponsor T.J. Berry called that an exaggeration.
"You would only take a cut when you had an excess of $100 million of new revenue coming into the state."
And Republican Senator Will Krause said that chamber has enough votes to override the veto.
"Every time we've passed the broad-based tax cut in the Missouri Senate, we've had 23 votes, which is enough to override the governor's veto."
But it's not certain that they have enough votes for an override in the House. The iconic Kansas City department store Halls announced that it will close its Plaza store and expand the one at Crown Center. Jacob Wagner of the Historic Kansas City Foundation said a lot of Plaza enthusiasts will be disappointed.
"There was a general sentiment amongst the public and people who use and go to the Plaza that it's losing a lot of that local character."
Some business analysts said it was a smart move for Halls in an age when local upscale retailers are declining. Wrapping up the week, federal regulators cited multiple safety violations as they shut down the company that operated the party bus from which a passenger fell to her death. The family of Luke Brissett, the boy who died when a flight information sign fell on him in the Birmingham, Alabama airport, filed suit against the contractors who designed it, and the family of Megan Kramer, who died in the Plaza explosion and fire of February 19th, sued several companies. This is KCUR.